Hello, my name is Eli Tuchman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos, Maseches Trumos. In the previous Mishnah, we discussed a case where Rabbi Eliezer was Machmir and Rabbi Yeshua was Mekel with regard to the halacha of Olin. Rabbi Eliezer is Machmir in that he says that if you have two different kinds of the same type, of the same species, you can only count the kind that is indistinguishable from the suffix, from the truma that fell in terms of trying to figure out how much you have to be mevatel or be ma'ale the truma. Rabbi Yeshua is mekel and says, no, if they're really all the same species, that's fine. Mishnah Yud tells us, you know, it's true that in the previous case, Rabbi Eliezer is machir and Rabbi Yeshua is mekel, but we have a case where the halacha flips. Ubizo, in the following case, in Mishnah Yud, Rabbi Eliezer Mekil, Rabbi Yeshua Machmir. And in this situation, Rabbi Eliezer is the one who's Mekil. So what's the case? Bidores litra ketziotz al piakad. Okay, so we've got a jug, and in the jug are 100 litras. A litra is about a pound. 100 litras of cut and dried figs, which are pressed into this jug. We've talked a bunch of times about these fig cakes that they would create by pressing chopped and dried figs into a form. And so you have a jug which has 100 pounds of these chopped dried figs pressed in, and on top you accidentally pressed a litra of truma figs. Okay. And there are other jugs. So there are a bunch of jugs in this room, like, maybe, I don't know, 20, 30 jugs. And you pressed truma, and each of them has 100 litres in it, and you pressed truma figs onto the top of one of them, the Enya de Ezuhi. And you don't know which of the jugs you pressed the truma figs into. So now you have a problem, right? Because you have truma figs in the top of one of these barrels, one of these jugs, and there's not 100 jugs. So Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Roenos on Kiil him prudos, Vatachtonos malus eselionos. Rabbi Eliezer says, we consider each jug, we consider the jug to be a jug of loose, unconnected figs. We forget about the fact that they are tightly pressed together and unmoving. We consider them all to be loose, and therefore all the figs in the jug count, and since within the jug there is a ratio of 100 figs to the 100 pounds of fig to the 1 pound of truma figs, so therefore it's ola, right? It's bato, and therefore you just take one out the top and give it away, give it to the kohen, and it's all good. Okay, and right, so that is Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yehoshua Omer, lo ta'ale ad shiyusha me'akadim. Rabbi Yehoshua here is machmir. Rabbi Yehoshua says, no, the reality is the figs aren't loose. The figs are stuck in place. And so it's not realistic to say that the figs on the bottom of the barrel are connected to the suffix. The suffix is only at the top of the barrels. I know that I pressed truma onto the top of the barrel. So the things that are in the bottom, even in the middle, aren't relevant to this, to the suffix. And so the fact that there's 100 pounds of figs in the jug doesn't really help me. The only way that I could be ma'ala this is if I have 100 jugs. Because if I have 100 jugs, then I have 100 tops. Really, 101 jugs, right? If I have 101 jugs, 100 other jugs, then I have 100 other tops. And the 100 other tops have chulin at the top. So therefore, it's then it's batel, or it's ole, right? Because the top is ole in the 100 other tops. And so in this case, Rabbi Eliezer is the mekel, because he says you can use all of the figs in the jug. And Rabbi Yeshua is the machmer, because he says, no, we only have to focus on the ones that are on the top, because that's where it is.